This is the Savvy Traveler. I'm Rudy Maxa. Commerce is booming between the United States and Latin America, but doing business with our compatriots to the south in countries like Brazil, Argentina, and Mexico requires defining something more than the bottom line. Accepting that etiquette and protocol differ is key to acceptance and success. For example, did you know that refusing to have a cup of coffee with a Latin American colleague is an offense that will not be taken lightly? I learned that when I read Mary Bosrock's book about customs and etiquette in South America. It's one of a series of six similar books by Mary. Now, Mary, I don't drink coffee. What message would that refusal send to a prospective client?
Well, I suggest, Rudy, if you're going to South America, that you at least try to sip some coffee when it's offered to you. Because to reject a cup of coffee is not only to reject somebody's hospitality, but it's, you also have to remember that several of the economies in South America were built on coffee. So it's definitely not a way to make friends or to make a first good impression.
Okay, I'll drink coffee. Now, you say that American business people should not go to South America with a contract in their pocket, that doing business in Latin America is more about relationships and trust than anything else. How do you establish that trust?
Well, it doesn't come quickly, Rudy. It takes time. And unfortunately, one of the big things that we're conscious of in the United States is getting things done and getting them done in a hurry. And this is not true in the rest of the world, and it is particularly not true in South America. Things move at a very different pace than they do in the United States. And to arrive with a contract in your pocket on Monday morning and to think you're going to have it signed on Friday and be back in your on your golf course by Saturday morning is a major mistake. And there's probably a good chance you won't get that contract signed.
Well, if you're doing business for the first time with someone, is it a good idea to bring a gift?
Absolutely. The South Americans will probably have a gift for you. And the certain things to remember about a gift in South America, the most important thing to remember is it should be elegant. Things are done elegantly in South America, and people judge you by the way you look. If you look elegant and things that are given are elegant, not a practical gift.
Let's say you're going to South America tomorrow to talk to a publisher about doing your line of books there. What would be an appropriate gift?
Well, I would take a very nice book, and something, a tabletop book. I would take some wine from your area of the country would be very much appreciated.
But top drawer stuff
again,
is what you're saying.
Top drawer. Something, a brand name. South Americans are very much into brand names and, again, high quality.
You always hear funny stories about how our sense of time differs from Latin American sense of time. Is punctuality the right thing or the wrong thing?
In the United States, I think punctuality means being on the in time. In South America, punctuality can mean being an hour late or 2 hours late.
Same day.
Yeah, maybe the same day.
Well, so if someone tells you to come to their house for dinner at 8, I know dinner in many of those countries doesn't begin until 10 or 11, but if they tell you to show up at 8, should you show up at 8?
Rudy, if you show up at 8, the hostess won't even be in the shower yet. She won't even have thought about taking her shower yet. And she's not going to know exactly where to stash you until she gets ready for the party.
What does 8 o'clock really mean?
Well, I would not arrive at a party in South America for an 8 o'clock invitation until, I mean, I think it would even be stretching it to arrive at 8:30 or 9 o'clock. But I would come at 9 o'clock. And I'm just North American enough that I couldn't come in 2 or 3 hours late. But very important people might not even show until midnight.
Well, they also might miss out on food.
No. The food's going to go on. The food and the drink is going to go on for a very long time.
In a part of the world known for machismo, what about an American woman going to Latin America on business? Is she going to be subject to hand-kissing and a kind of flattery that might be misconstrued back home here?
Well, I think she needs to understand that before she goes to South America, that she is going to be flirted with, that men are going to treat her in an eloquent fashion, they're going to make over her. I don't have any problem with it at all. I think I've never been mistreated by a man in South America. On the other hand, they pay great deal of attention to women, and they are very interested in talking to women. Somebody told me that the whole theory in South America is that men run the country and women run the men. So, and everybody down there understands that. But, you know, there are a lot of women in South American countries that are have very important positions in the government and in business, and in some of them even run their own companies. And so it's not as if men in South America have not dealt with women in business, but they do definitely deal with them in a different way than we do in North America.
So what
kissing is a big deal in business.
Between men and men or men and women?
Everybody
kisses.
Okay.
All right, well, that's fine.
You would not think of coming in to a business setting or a social event without walking around and meeting every single person in the room. And when I say meeting them, I mean stopping and taking time to shake hands. Most of the time it would be a kiss on the cheek or two kisses, in some countries three kisses, and to shake hands with that person, to take a couple minutes to ask about them, ask about their families. And you would do that if there were 40 people in the room.
That's why their parties go until 4 in the morning. You got to say hello and goodbye to 40 people. Now, if I were going
quickly
to go to Chile or Argentina tomorrow to do business with a prospective client for the first time, what's the single most valuable piece of advice you could give me?
If you want to know just kind of a little faux pas that's a big deal that most of us wouldn't think very much about, it's shoes. Shoes are a big deal in South America. And the minute you walk into a room, people notice your shoes.
And size you up as a result?
Yes, and make judgments based on your shoes. I had people from every country in South America said to me, if you came to our country and you wore those sandals with the white socks, we not only wouldn't want to do business with you, we wouldn't want to stand next to you. We might think that people might think that you're our friend, and we wouldn't want anybody to think that we even knew you.
How do I know when I've finally been accepted?
South Americans are so warm. I mean, you're going to feel very accepted immediately by South Americans. I mean, they are not, it's not going to be hard to get to know them. It's not going to be a difficult culture to be part of. I think it's something that will just grows in time. I mean, how do you know anywhere in the world when you formed a relationship with somebody?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're more likely to know if you haven't.
Mary Bostrock is author of Put Your Best Foot Forward, a series of 6 books talking about etiquette and customs all around the world. We've been talking with her about her book on South America. Thanks so much for joining us, Mary.
My pleasure.